Hello, and welcome to the Wimbridge Institute's audio interview collection. In this series of interviews, guests were asked to randomly choose from a stack of cards containing questions, read the question aloud, and then give their answers. The following interview with parapsychologist and author Pamela Ray Heath was conducted by Julie Beischel at the 52nd Annual Parapsychological Association Convention held in August of 2009.
If I could choose what to be reincarnated as, who or what would I choose to, I would choose not to reincarnate. What was the best or most interesting class you have ever taken? Wow. I love to learn. That's a hard one for me to pick because I would say I took an art and humanities class that was actually like a four-semester class that was one of the most interesting because it talked about how architecture, art, history, everything interrelated, and I'm very much into the way things interrelate. But in terms of during my more recent graduate school, it was hypnosis. I think I got the most out of it, and I still do self-hypnosis and hypnosis with others. If a movie was made about the Parapsychological Association, who would play me? Probably any bit player, because I would be a non-speaking role who just quietly sits in the back. Which introductory books or articles would I recommend to those just becoming interested in parapsychology? You know, I do get asked this a lot, but I actually do not recommend an introductory book. I say, go with A Handbook of Parapsychology by Benjamin Wolman. I love that book. And you can pick and choose a topic that interests you, and you can go and go, and a lot of the stuff in there, even though it's about 30 years old, is still as valid today as when they wrote it, especially like Rex Stanford's article. Am I a listener or a talker? Depends on the hour of the day. And whether or not I have been doing nothing but writing in a very isolated situation for days on end. Why am I involved in parapsychology? I did it for self-enlightenment, to be honest. I wanted to understand why I could do things science said was impossible. And I would have to say I feel very satisfied with what I got out of parapsychology. If I could only wear t-shirts, well, I typically only wear t-shirts. Most people who know me knows I'm pretty much a t-shirt kind of gal, unless I'm getting photographed, with one word on them for the rest of your life. Which word would I choose? Think.
That's my answer, too.
Or I might choose something such as choose carefully, because if there's two words, but if there's one lesson I've learned in life, it's that we need to make very thoughtful choices in life. What is my most treasured possession? Probably my cats, but they're not a possession. Can I play a musical instrument? If so, which ones? Yes, I play a number of them quite badly. Thank you. Do I think there's a relationship? You know, I think there's a relationship between an interest in science fiction and an interest in psi phenomena. If you talk to most parapsychologists, most of them were very much into science fiction when they were younger, and I started in third grade. Do I collect anything? If so, what? I do collect art. I collect art and I do art. I try not to collect too much because my walls are full as well as the closets. What advice would I give a student interested in parapsychology? Learn a second trade to make a living. Seriously.
So get a real job?
No, well, not exactly that. If you can, you try and get a job that dovetails with parapsychology, but there are so few jobs in this field right now that you really need another way to make a living or you will get discouraged. Which is more important, the journey or the destination? Definitely the journey. What is my favorite book of all time? There are none. I read all genres except horror. And when I was younger, I used to read 5-6 books a day.
Oh my gosh.
Every day. All summer. So just too many to count. How was I first introduced to parapsychological concepts? Lloyd Auerbach's book, ESP Hauntings and Poltergeist, turned me on to the fact that parapsychology existed as a real field and was in the United States, and it was after that that I decided to go back to school. When I was a kid, what did I want to be when I grew up? I had a list. I wanted to be a linguist, an anthropologist, an oceanographer, an astronaut. And basically, when I look back on common themes, it involved understanding other cultures and exploring the world around me. When online, where do I spend most of my time? I'm a computer geek. I'm a closet computer geek. So I haunt some of the ZDNet and CNET and some of the other PC world. What is my proudest accomplishment? I would have to say pride is something I try to avoid. I think it's a real ego trap. But I think one of the things I was most pleased about was actually when one of my books, the suicide book, What Happens in the Afterlife, was bought by a Spanish publisher and translated into Spanish, because I do read Spanish, and it was just such a thrill to finally be able to put to use all those years of school. Which superpower would I most like to have? Teleportation. I could save so much time in traffic. Who is my hero? This is something I've actually given a lot of thought to. I did not have any heroes growing up. I was sort of an odd child in that way. But as an adult, I sort of adopted Michael Shanks' character of Daniel Jackson, who is an explorer, an anthropologist, and has a lot of characteristics rather similar to myself. And I think he has a great deal of heart, which I have respect for. What interesting projects am I currently working on? I'm actually working on some screenplays that are fiction related, and I also have a book about how to work with the unconscious mind that I need to finish. I just finished a book called Handbook to the Afterlife with John Climo, which comes out in April 2010. What is one thing about you people would be surprised to learn? I have no idea. I think you would have to ask somebody who has had the experience of being surprised by something about me. Maybe that I started doing cartooning in second grade. I do public, you know, I do put some of those cartoons, not all of them, on the internet. I'm very shy. That's what surprises people. I've heard that before. I am very shy. And I really have to force myself to talk to people.
Okay. And then why don't you just say a little bit more just about you?
I think we ran out of time. Saved by the Bell.
We hope you've enjoyed this interview with Pamela Ray Heath. To find out more about this series and the Wimbridge Institute, please visit us online at www.wimbridge.org.